I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come. Been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my race has been run. When I think of all that lies before me, well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Coming Alive. Last week, Sandra Gaines seemed determined to prove to Terry King that her interest in him was purely professional. But she just can't help thinking about him in quite a different way.
Memo to L.R. Wade, Probation Service. From Sandra Gaines, Social Services Department. Subject, Terence King. Mr. King has shown himself to be a willing worker, well able to use his initiative. I believe that Mr. King has a good heart. He is kind. When he smiles, his eyes... I believe that Mr. King has shown that a leopard can change its spots. I do hope he can continue to do this.
And now part four, Plumbing the Depths.
Dear George, I'm writing this slowly because I know you can't read very fast. Only joking. Anyway, if you have any trouble, you can always get Birdie in A block to read any of the big words. He should still be inside. Anyone who does what he did to a warder isn't going to get remission. No. Dear George, things are pretty good for me at the moment. I'm doing up this community centre on this big estate. Trouble is, there's no money to do anything. The social worker who's in charge of me is called Sandra. She's really quite lovely. This community centre is a bit of a tip, to be honest. I've been lucky in that there's this kid on the estate called Steve. Steve the Man Addison, he calls himself, who's giving me a hand, marking my card and stuff. Dear George, I really want to tell you about this woman called Sandra.
So the idea is we hold a volunteer day.
Volunteer day?
Right, it works.
One moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Sandra Gaines. Yeah, let me have a look. Oh, I've got her address as 43 Meadow Way. Yeah, that's right. No, no convictions that I know of. Right, thank you. You were saying?
Yeah, the idea is we ask for volunteers on the estate to come to do some work to renovate the centre. We're especially looking for skilled people, electricians, plumbers, carpenters.
Bring in their own equipment?
Yeah, well, they wouldn't be worth much without them, would they?
I'm only asking because of the insurance
implications.
Sandra Gaines. Well, yeah, he's entitled to free prescriptions. Oh, at least he was when I last checked his file. You will? Okay. And let me know if anything's changed. Right, thanks.
Right, we pick a day. Say Saturday morning.
Oh, people do things on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, but there's a lot on telly on Saturday.
Sorry.
Don't you have an answering machine you can switch on?
This is work.
Well, so is what I'm talking to you about is work.
Sandra Gaines. Okay, Mr. Preston, I'll bring them through. 5 minutes. Fine.
Right, quick, before it rings again.
It's a good idea, but do you think you'll get any volunteers?
Well, we won't know until we try. Anyway, what we need
The department has no budget for renovating the centre. You know that.
Well, what are we supposed to do it up with? Thin air?
I'm trying. I've got a promise of some old doors ex-county stock, which should be here in a fortnight.
Yeah, well, that's great, but all I need right now is some paper.
Paper?
So we can put out a leaflet telling everyone about it. Some cheap printing.
Oh, printing is never cheap.
Can't it come under a different budget? Social services are always putting out leaflets. You go into any government office and there's half a Brazilian rainforest piled up saying, please take one. Me and Steve will deliver them.
What? To the whole estate?
Well, with no materials and no money, there's not a lot we can do at the moment.
OK, I'll see what I can do.
You ever thought you could sue for industrial illness?
What do you mean?
Well, you get tennis elbow. I'm sure telephone ear's going to be the next big thing.
Sandra Gaines? Hey, where are you going?
Oh, me? I'm going outside to ring you up.
For the right Wally doing this.
It's exercise.
What, walking around the street shoving things through letterboxes?
Scuffier. Healthy.
Oh, yeah. Nearly got my fingers bitten off back in Merseyway by that rotten dog. As for some of these letterboxes, what is it with all this black airy stuff they stick in them?
It's to keep the draft out.
Seems a bit kinky if you ask me.
Well, if that's your opinion, I'm glad I didn't.
Here, what's this?
It's a leaflet.
Can't you read? See that notice? No hawkers, no circulars.
It's not a circular and we're not selling anything.
Well, what is it then?
It's about Volunteer Day next Saturday.
Volunteer Day?
Yeah.
Is this to do with the elections?
What elections?
That's right, missus, he's standing for Parliament.
Steve.
Are you taking the mick?
No, not at all. See, there's a plan to do up the community centre and we need volunteers to help.
Help doing what?
Well, anything. Clearing, cleaning, mending, carpentry, electrics.
How much are you paying?
Well, we're not paying anything. It's volunteers. That's why we called it Volunteer Day.
Oh, yeah? How much are you getting paid for delivering these leaflets?
Nothing.
Nothing?
That's right.
Is it politics, then?
No, it's just we're trying to do up the community centre.
Here, I know you are. You're that con artist.
I am not a con artist.
Yes, you are. You've been let out to work here.
Well, yes, technically.
And you want us to do your work for you. You must think we're bigger mugs than we look. Get lost.
Look, I...
So you won't vote for him, then?
Shut up, Steve. Well, this is it. Volunteer Day.
Could have done with volunteers delivering them leaflets. I reckon I did myself an injury running up and down them stairs in the flats.
All right, don't worry. After the day, we'll have enough volunteers to share the load.
Oh, yeah? It was 10 o'clock. Not much sign of them so far.
People are always late starters on Saturdays. Here you are, there you are. Our first one.
I don't think so, somehow.
Hello? I thought I'd look in and see how Volunteer Day was going.
Well, we ain't done too bad. Got the Invisible Man and half a dozen of his invisible mates.
Yeah, all right, all right. No, it's just a bit slow getting off the ground.
Yeah. Did you leaflet everybody?
You better believe it. If no one turns up, I'm going to sue someone for all the hard work I've done.
Oh, it's always been difficult to get the community spirit going in Grove Hill Farm. People are, you know, suspicious.
Oh, you're telling me. Some of the houses are like fortresses. Metal mesh over the windows. Letterboxes with locks on.
Well, there have been arson attacks in some places. And the hope is that when the community centre gets up and going, it'll break down some of that.
If it gets up and going, this rate will still be looking like this come 2001.
No, it won't. Like I said, people are just a bit slow to come forward, that's all.
Well, I've got to go. I said I'd pick up Gail in half an hour. Let me know on Monday how it all goes.
Right.
You ain't having much luck even getting to first base with her, are you?
I'm not after getting to first base with her.
No, I know what you're after. Second base, third base, and then the final ascent at the peak.
You are so crude.
I reckon that's what it's all about, you know, this volunteer day.
What?
Impressing the boss so he can get your leg over.
He's got nothing to do with that.
Well, I don't mind. After all that work I did, looks like you're going to strike out both ways. No volunteers and no leg over. All for nothing.
Don't be such a defeatist. They'll be here. Just give them time. You'll see.
What's the time?
Half past 11. Be time for lunch soon.
Yeah, all right, all right. All right, you win. No one. I'd have thought we'd have had at least one person turn up, just to be nosy.
Yeah, people on this estate prefer to be nosy from a distance. It's safer. Unless it's an accident with all blood and that, in which case you can't move from or wanting to have a look.
Oh, well, worth the effort. Come on, I'll go and make us a cuppa.
Hello? Someone's coming.
Who is it?
It's a girl, I think.
You think?
Well, she's wearing big overalls.
Well, here I am.
Oh, great.
Where are the others?
Huh?
Oh, have I missed it?
No.
Have they all been and gone to do things?
No.
Oh, I would have been here earlier, but me dad didn't want me to come.
No, no, please. Look, you haven't missed anything. I'm Terry King. This is Steve Addison.
Hello.
Ellie Higgs. Oh, no one else turned up, eh?
Well, not yet.
We're not going to get a lot done with just the three of us.
Well, it's a start. Hey, Steve, what was it?
Mao Zedong said.
A portion of 37 and two fragile.
Every long march begins with a single step.
Who?
Well, he does this all the time. He worked in the library. Ask him anything, he'll tell you who said it.
So, what do you want to do?
Plumbing.
Plumbing?
Yeah. Me dad's a plumber. I've watched him. I know all about plumbing.
How old are you?
15.
You don't think you're a bit young to do something like plumbing? I mean, with no one to help you, be in charge.
It's because I'm a girl, isn't it?
What is?
Why, you don't want me to do plumbing?
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. You're as bad as me dad.
Now, look.
I could be a brilliant plumber, but he doesn't want me to do it. Meanwhile, he employs some Burke as his apprentice who doesn't know a pipe bender from his bum.
Could be painful for him when it comes to bending a pipe.
Why? Because he's a bloke and I'm a girl. Plumbing isn't for women, that's what my dad says. What's he know?
Look, I'm sure your dad's only thinking...
If he was thinking of me, he'd let me have a go. He won't let me do it because he thinks all the other plumbers will laugh at him, having a girl working for him.
Oh, that's old people for you. They don't want to step aside and let us youngsters do things, even when we know better than them.
Yeah, right.
Steve, stay out of this.
See?
Look.
I've done it all in our garage at home. I've even wiped lead. And there's no one who does that these days.
Wiped lead?
Yeah, using a moleskin.
Ain't that a bit cruel? Where'd you get your moles?
No, not real moleskin, stupid.
Oh.
It's all compression joints these days and flexible pipe. Or sometimes copper with solder. But wiping lead...
Well, why do you want to learn how to wipe lead if no one does it?
For old buildings, castles and churches and stuff. Of course, you have to be careful how you handle it. It's because I want to be a real plumber, a master plumber.
Look, I'd love to help you, and there's no doubt the plumbing here is in urgent need of attention. Well, that and the electrics and...
And the windows, yeah. And the roof.
But we haven't got the tools. What we're looking for is volunteers who have got their own tools.
Well, I might be able to borrow some.
Yeah? Yeah, but you see, then there's the insurance. Say you got hurt while you were working
here. How?
Well, I don't know. Right, yeah. You're wiping lead.
Oh, there ain't any lead here.
Nah, she's right. There used to be, but it got nicked.
Oh, what a surprise.
It's all compression fittings.
What about a toilet?
Let's have a look.
Well, there's one in there. It ain't a pretty sight.
I've seen worse. Let's see.
Huh? Well, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, she said she knows all about plumbing. But I could tell you I know all about brain surgery. Still wouldn't be a good idea for me to do a lobotomy on you.
No problem.
No?
Well, a ball shot, but it's a simple enough job to replace it. Where's the turn-off valve for this place?
Steve?
Don't ask me, I don't know.
Well, that's the first thing to find out.
Oi!
Oh,
who's
no.
this?
It's me dad.
You! Keep away from her! And you!
What?
Has he touched you?
No!
Hey, come off it. What sort of person do you think I am?
I know what sort of person you are. The whole estate does. You're a con artist, a convict.
No, I am not.
Yes, you are. That's why this estate is in the mess it is. Because we got scum like you landing on us. Come on, Ellie.
Now, just you wait a minute.
I'm not talking to you.
No, you're not. You're going to listen.
Terry...
No, come on, Steve. I'm sick and tired of people on this estate slagging me off just because I've been inside. I am out, I'm here, and I've got a job to do.
Job?
Yes, a job. I could take the easy option. I could just sit here, read the paper, doss about, let 6 months go by, then a year, and say, oh dear, nothing's happened. That place is still in the same state as it was a year ago. What a pity. Still, it wasn't my fault. It was the fault of all the people on the estate who didn't want
to
know.
I'm not going to listen to this.
No, you're not, are you? Because you're too pig-ignorant, too stuck in your own ways. You won't listen to anyone. You won't listen to your daughter when she tells you she wants to be a plumber.
You leave my daughter out of this.
Why? Because she wants to be a person in her own right?
I'm warning you, one more word and I'll...
You'll what? Come on, you'll what? Hit me? Then what? You'll go to prison. And what will that make you? Scum like me.
Come on, Ellie, we're going home.
Dad!
Come on, now.
Well, that went well. Now we've got even less of a volunteer force than we had 10 minutes ago.
So, that was it. I know I shouldn't have lost my temper, but I did. It just seems like a dead duck.
You give up easily for a con artist.
I am not.
All right. Pardon me for injuring your pride. You give up easily for someone who earned his living by instilling confidence in your abilities.
Oh, it's clever, that is.
Enough to make people hand over their money.
Yeah, okay. But whatever I may have been in the past, I am not now.
But you haven't lost the knack. Look how you conned Preston into keeping the community centre open. Why can't you con the people on the estate into believing in you?
Because that's not the way it works. Any successful con, and I'm not saying I endorse this as a way to earn a living.
Naturally.
Right, but any successful con depends on one thing. That the punters believe you've got what you tell them you've got, and you can deliver. Which means you've got to appear already successful. Look, take a bloke called Lord Watsit, right? He tells you he's made his fortune from an invention involving plastic foam and offers to cut you in on it, you know, for a small consideration.
Is this an ancient title, this Lord Watsit?
Yeah, well, so he looks the part, drives a roller or a Merc, eats at all the right places. His face is in all the papers, never uses cash because it's vulgar, buys everything on a gold card.
He sets my back up already.
Well, he may do yours, but many people are impressed. At the same time, another bloke knocks on your door. Herbert Watsit. Bums hanging out of his trousers. He looks like he hasn't got two pennies to rub together. He also offers to cut you in on something that will earn you a fortune, also involving plastic foam. Now, which one are you going to trust?
Neither of them. But I get your point. But how does it relate to you and Grove Hill Farm?
Because I haven't got a front anymore. Everyone on that estate knows I'm out of prison on licence. Everyone knows I'm a crook. The fact that I'm not anymore doesn't come into it. I've got a record. The old Bill is still keeping an eye on me. I'm like Herbert with his bum out of his trousers. I'm not to be trusted.
Then can't that be your front?
What, that I'm untrustworthy? Oh, that's brilliant, that is. Oh, that is a new technique for con artists.
No, I'm saying...
Mind you, I know a few who work like that and very successfully.
How?
Well, they work the old, I'm a dodgy character and I can get you stuff that's a bit iffy if there's no questions asked, know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, wink. Yeah. Amazing the amount of people who fall for it.
Buying stolen goods?
No, not at all, no. These guys are too sharp for that. No, they offload a load of old tacks for twice what it's worth, but cheaper than the genuine good stuff.
Like what?
Oh, anything. Cassette machines that pack up as soon as you try to play them. But the punter's scared to go to the law because he thinks they've been knocked off and he'll put himself in the frame for receiving stolen goods. That's a winner.
I'm sure, except for the person who's lost their money.
Oh, come on, it's about greed. Most of these people have got the money to buy the proper article, but they see the chance to save a few bob. Are they questioning the fact why it's so cheap? No, they assume it's knocked off, but they're happy to go ahead with it. So who's the real criminal?
I'm not going to get into a debate with you over criminality. I'm sure your expert opinion is based on a bigger experience than mine.
Past experience.
What I'm saying to you is, why not try honesty?
Honesty?
Go to the people in the state and say, I was a crook. I'm not now. Be honest. Show them you've got nothing to hide.
Honesty.
A new concept for you.
No, of course not. I just never thought of it working before. Honesty. Yeah.
Yes? Oh, it's you.
Hello, Mr. Higgs.
I want you off this doorstep.
Look,
didn't you hear me? If you're not out of here in 3 seconds, I'm calling the police.
All I want to do is...
One, two...
I've come to apologise.
What?
I was totally out of order in what I said to you. You're absolutely right. I am scum. Well, I was. They had no right to put me on this estate.
What's your game?
No, it's no game. If you'll just let me say what I've got to, I'll be on my way.
I don't get it.
Look, if I was you and I had a daughter or any kid, I'd feel the same way you do. I'd have said the same things that you did. To be honest, I didn't ask to be put here. I didn't even want to come here, but it was either that or stay in jail.
Pity you didn't.
Look, from your point of view, absolutely. And I am not going to say I was wrongly convicted or I was framed. I got sent to prison and I deserved it. Now I'm out, I'm not going back. I know you don't want me on this estate and there's no reason why you should. But while I'm here, I'm going to keep my nose clean and out of trouble. And I'm going to do my best to do that community centre up and get it running again properly. Now, in the meantime, I apologise for the things I said to you and any trouble I may have caused between you and your daughter. Right. Well, that's it. And thank you for listening. And for an encore, I'll bash myself over the head with a piece of wood.
And what happened then?
Nothing. He went in and shut the door.
Well, he didn't say anything.
No, I could have been talking to a brick wall for all I knew. So much for Sandra Gaines and her honesty pays.
So what do we do now?
Nothing. I've given up.
Given up?
Well, what else is there to do? No one wants me on the estate. Well, apart from you.
Me?
Yeah, all right. There's no money to do this place up. And not likely to be, because it comes very low down on their list of priorities. So I might just as well do what I was going to do originally. And go with the flow. Turn up every day. Hang around. Wave a broom about now and then. Go back to the hostel. I've got 11 months more to go before I sign off. No, I am going to do it the easy way.
What about Sandra? She ain't going to like that.
Oh, on the contrary. Sandra will prefer it. And I won't be making any waves for her either.
I thought you said you was committed to this place.
Oh, I was, but that was before. From now on, as far as I'm concerned, this place can fall down.
I sent the file over to you on the 27th. Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'm looking at a copy of my memo dated the 27th. My reference SG stroke 4 stroke 372659. Yes, that's right. Well, if it does turn up, could you phone me back and let me know? Thank you. Come in.
Excuse me, Miss Gaines.
Steve, what are you doing here?
Well, it's a bit awkward. I wonder if you got a minute. I mean, I don't want to grass anyone up, but I think you ought to know what's going on.
Ah, what's this? Tea break?
Oh, hello. Hang on.
Ah, radio too. All the comforts of home.
Came out of one of Steve's cars. Not exactly portable, because you need a car battery to run it off, but...
Oh, it'll do until the TV and video arrive.
Do I detect a hostile manner?
Busy day today?
Oh, busy enough. I was going to repair the roof, but I'm still waiting for supplies to arrive, as is the case where the floorboards have gone and need renewing. But not to worry, I'm sure they'll be here any day now.
What's going on, Terry?
Oh, Terry, is it? Is that Terry, as in a friend and equal, or is that Terry in a slightly more patronising way?
Do I assume that you've packed up here?
Me? Oh, let me guess. Steve's been talking to you.
No.
Hey, you don't lie very well. You're too honest to pull it off properly.
All right. He's worried about you.
Me? Well, there's no need to worry about me. I've got it easy. I'm out, fed and watered.
For the moment.
Oh? And what's that? A threat to send me back to prison unless I buckle down?
No.
Anyway, buckle down to what?
You said you could get this place up and going. You said you'd make it come alive again.
No. You said that's what you wanted. I said I'd do my best to make it come true. But I was wrong. I said that when I thought there'd be things to do it with. Maybe other people to help. Other people? Do you know what the people on this estate think of me?
They think you're a crook. That's your challenge, to prove them wrong.
How? Save a dog from drowning? Rescue a baby from a burning building? This is real life, not a film. The people on this estate won't touch this place with a barge pole while I'm involved.
I'm not looking for miracles. It's going to be a slow, hard climb.
You have no idea, sitting there in your office. Far out of it, you have no idea of what life is really like on this estate. And you have no idea what life is like for me here.
I would hope it's better out than in.
Yeah? Well, I hope that as well. But you don't see the look on people's faces. Oh, I've tried keeping smiling, but it's turning into one of those grins you see on corpses.
If there's one thing I really hate, it's self-pity.
Oh, do you? Well, let me tell you.
Who's that?
Well, possibly a mob come to run me out of town on a rail. I've seen the film.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you remember Ellie?
Yeah, of course. Hello again, Ellie.
Right.
This is...
I'm Sandra Gaines. I'm the social worker responsible for the estate.
Yeah? Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm sorry?
Like I said, Mr. Higgs, it was nobody's fault but mine. Miss Gaines was only doing her job in bringing me here. If you want to have a go...
Later. Where's this toilet you were talking about?
In here, Dad.
Well, let's have a look.
What's going on?
I don't believe it.
What are they up to?
I've got a feeling they've come to fix the toilet. Well, at least I hope they have. I'm getting fed up with going down the precinct every time.
The ball's shot.
Yeah, well, that's what she said.
Well, of course she would. She's a plumber's daughter. Where's the turn-off valve for the mains?
Hey, Sandra?
I don't know.
And you're supposed to be in charge of this place. Right, Ellie?
Dad?
Go out and see if you can find the mains. Then get the toolbox from the van.
Right.
And you better bring back a couple of O-rings with you.
Half inch or three quarter.
Two of each. And a gun. We're going to do this proper.
Right.
Well, thanks. I don't know what to say.
You want a sparks as well, right? The electrics in this place look shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Barry Bridges, round the corner from me, is coming down later to have a look. There's been some right cowboys at work in this place.
Well?
Well, what can I say?
So you did it. You got them in.
I suppose I did. Look, about what I was saying earlier, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. And you were right about me being self-pitying.
Oh, you were right about not having the proper tools.
Well, I guess that makes us even.
I guess it does.
Listen, Sandra.
Oi! You two! Don't you stand there! One of you go outside and help Ellie and find that main shut-off valve. The other one, come in here and hold this ball valve arm up.
Right! Just coming.
Well, looks like this place is coming alive after all.
Coming Alive is written by Jim Eldridge. Carl Howman is Terry King, Phyllis Logan, Sandra Gaines, Ben Crowe, Steve Addison, Priyanga Alan, Ellie Higgs, Jeffrey Whitehead, Bert Higgs, and Frances Cheetah, the woman on the estate.
Gonna do what I can to make things turn out right, 'cause there ain't nobody here who can show me the light, and I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my trust.